Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The massive earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people in Haiti in January also destroyed the country's major teaching hospital and major nursing school. 500 medical students were unable to finish their degrees, and scores of nursing students and faculty were killed. But this morning, ground broke on a new $15 million teaching hospital that will help train a healthcare workforce in a country that desperately needs it. The hospital is being built by Boston-based Partners in Health and several New England medical schools, as well as by Haiti's public health ministry. We speak now with David Walton, a doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital, who is deputy director of Partners in Health's mission in Haiti. He joins us on the line from Haiti. Dr. Walton, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me.
First, tell us what exactly was destroyed in Haiti in terms of healthcare infrastructure, and who was killed?
The numbers are not well known to me, but I have heard that at least 70% of the medical infrastructure in Port-au-Prince was destroyed. There were countless faculty, nursing students, medical students, and other health professionals that were also killed in the earthquake.
70%, 70% of the infrastructure.
That's correct, 70. And as you know, most of healthcare in Haiti was centralized in Port-au-Prince. And so that 70% actually represents a significant majority of the available healthcare to the Haitian people.
So this morning, Partners in Health broke ground on this new hospital. What exactly is it planning to build? What will be the features of this hospital?
What the Ministry of Health asked us to do as an organization in concert with them is really build a new teaching facility, a new teaching hospital, much like the hospital that I trained at and continue to work at, the Brigham and Women's Hospital. And, you know, we're going to have cutting-edge medical care, but also space and appropriate infrastructure to really facilitate teaching for medical students, nursing students, and residents.
And what was available in Haiti for medical education before the earthquake?
Prior to the earthquake, there was a public medical school and three private medical schools. Very good medical education. They all trained, however, at one teaching hospital, mainly trained at one teaching hospital based in Port-au-Prince.
The price tag for this new hospital is about $15 million. Who's paying for that?
Partners in Health is paying for it, both from earthquake relief funds and also from some very significant donors, many of whom, corporate and individual, were Boston-based.
I understand this hospital is being built in Mirabele, which I think is about a 45-minute drive from Port-au-Prince. It's the city where many people moved to after Port-au-Prince was flattened. What will this new hospital offer Haiti's residents that they haven't had access to in the past?
The majority of the Haitian people, as you know, are living on less than $2 a day. And so even pre-quake, access to medical care was a significant issue. I think the biggest and best feature of this hospital is the fact that it is a public hospital for the people of Haiti. As such, the people of Haiti will have access to medical intensive care units, excellent surgical care, really surgical care that currently isn't even offered in the country of Haiti. Say, for example, cardiothoracic surgery. It isn't done. If you need cardiothoracic surgery, you actually have to either get to the Dominican Republic or off the island in order to obtain surgical intervention. So we hope to create a space where these things are available to the Haitian people, and again, in the public sector, available to those who need it most.
Dr. Walton, thank you for taking time out of your trip to Haiti to talk to us on Radio Boston.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
David Walton is a doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he's deputy director of Partners in Health's mission in Haiti.